I'm very happy now to welcome Misha Klein. He is the filmmaker who made a short animated film called Fred, which screens at the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival this coming Saturday, the 23rd of October at 5:45 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this is a short animated film about a funny, terrific character named Fred. It's a what we call a stop animation film. You are working with actual three-dimensional objects, like little dolls or little, you know, people. Tell us about the nature of this animation technique, how it works.
Well, I'm just going to correct you. It's not a doll.
I know,
it's
sorry.
A puppet.
Puppet.
No,
thank
no.
you.
The only reason I say that is because, you know, a lot of clients, I've done this for about 15 years, and they say, oh, would you just, you know, just make the dolls. And a puppet is a fine Swiss watch compared to a doll. No, I'm kidding.
okay.
It's, yeah, it's just made with articulated, armatured puppets, characters that are touched one frame at a time, pushed around, fondled, and you just move it a little bit, take a frame, move it a little bit, take a frame. So it's a traditional style of animation, known as stop motion animation. But yeah, Fred is a puppet. He's got a ball and socket armature, and so he holds his pose.
So how do you get, I mean, you move it a little bit, you take a picture, you move, so what is it, 30 frames per second?
For television, oftentimes it is, but film standard is 24 frames per second.
So 24 frames per second. So to make several minutes of film, you're getting into a lot of individual motions. How do you, doing all these tiny little motions, get the gestures, get the body language, so to speak, of these little animated creatures to be so expressive?
You think pose to pose, you think about the performance. You know, every gesture holds a little bit of a little nugget of something that you're expressing. So, you know, you can walk across the room and pick up a chair any number of ways. You know, you can do it like a stiff robot, or you can do it and express sadness or joy. And so it's just figuring out the poses based on sort of what, you know, what that pose is expressing. So I sometimes will videotape myself acting out a shot. And oftentimes the puppet itself just suggests a lot of things. You know, you just, it looks great in a pose, and you just go with it.
You made this film over a period of years, moving from city to city. Why did it take such a long time?
I just made it on my downtime, my off time, my time between jobs. So, you know, I'd have a month here, a month there. But everything takes time when you're doing animation, especially stop motion. You have to build everything to a certain standard so it doesn't move under camera, and the lights have to be you know, locked oftentimes to the set, and the puppets are tied down with, you know, threaded rod and nuts, and so everything can sort of hold its pose overnight, or building the sets took time, building the puppets took time, planning out the shots took time, writing the scripts took time, but I was still working. So it took me about 10 years to make Fred, but it moved from city to city in bicycle boxes, and the sets just popped together. They're just flats that I can screw to a table and then throw the lights up and attack another scene. Yeah, so it did take quite a while, but, you know, everything needs to be relit and redressed and match. So it just takes time.
Now, do you have some inspirations among animators?
Yeah, quite a few. Ray Harryhausen's a huge one. I love the way he combines live action with stop motion. He had such a great touch. His characters just were imbued with so much life. And I think animators today can still learn so much from him. I love the old Warner Brothers cartoons, the old Fleischer Brothers cartoons. I think Fred is kind of a hybrid between a Muppet and a cartoon. He's really inspired by Warner Brothers. A lot of pose-to-pose, a lot of sort of hijinks. I thought about anticipation in the same way those old Warner Brothers animators thought about it, and I tried to have an old Americana flavor to it.
Right, right. Now, you work on this film for many years. You finish it. You send it out. Is there a market? Is your film getting seen?
I'm batting about 500. It's gotten into about half the festivals I've submitted it to, and so that feels pretty good. At the first year, you sort of keep it offline, I think, is what filmmakers tend to tell one another is festivals don't want to be undermined as far as their legitimacy, and last thing you want to do is have your film be sort of viral and out there. So the first year, I think you kind of get it into festivals, and you try to win awards, and you try to get it noticed. But that's, you make a film, so eyeballs see it, and there's no better place to see a film than a movie theater, so it's nice to get it into a film festival. And I think people still like to go to the movies and eat popcorn and sit in a dark room with other people, and then filmmakers like to smear themselves up on the wall, share dreams.
Are you working now on more animation?
For work. I've been writing stuff and brainstorming, but I haven't actually begun production on anything new. I'm just still kind of promoting this one.
Misha Klein is the filmmaker who made the animated short film Fred, which is screening on Saturday at 5:45 at Warehouse 21 as part of the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Sean Conlon for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.